few years ago, I got involved with this new kind of project called recording, and poor Suzanne put up with me as I fumbled with the wires and stuff. Poor Suzanne fumbled with... Well, she read her poems, and I tried to get it on the CD, and it worked. And I learned what a wonderful poet she is, and what great knowledge of the subject she writes about. And she's going to read us a poem. Big hand for Suzanne Owens.
Can you hear me? Yes. Okay, I'll just get everybody up to date here. My daughter is pregnant with her second child. She'll be having it in September. And my son has just gotten engaged. These poems that I'm going to read, two short poems, are about them when they were much younger than they are now. They're old poems I've discovered in my computer. And I thought I'd read them to celebrate these two happenings. One is called My Garden. My garden is different this year. I took chances with powder of moth wing and sweet little boy. My garden is enriched with species that can't endure. Petals delicate for experiment, and you gone into summer. Must we judge everything by its endurance? What's in a season after all? Preschool, a first frost, first prom. I know flowers that blossom at sunset and die at dawn. My garden will play a different tune this summer. I wrote it with more variation in the composition and a lot more lyric variation. Variety in the composition and a lot more lyric variation. There are many verses in a ballad and more changes in the wind's direction that we can know, so I took chances. Time lends different shadows for deception and illuminations where there is no shade for hiding. Skipping over conservative, perennial, practical fruit and avoiding serious cabbage, I dug around whimsy and minor roots. Then watered my mortality with rubies, small kittens, and a girl turning 12. There is much blue in my garden this year. It's time to fertilize. I don't know if there is truth in the sun or the moon, so I took chances. And this one is called For some reason, I dedicated this to Ellen some years ago, I'm sure, because I don't remember why or when it was. But anyway, I did dedicate it for Ellen. It's called The Petals on a Daisy, also about spring and gardens, and this is the season for it. I gather up the children's immaturity from off the floor, count their touching and concise mistakes, but I do not count the petals on a daisy anymore. I cut the vine. My hands are stained with grape, a painful, pungent shade. But do not think today of making wine. Running proper on the ground, soft tendrils I observe, and in the sky, sticky branches carry fruit, twisting heavy, puzzles of abstractions everywhere. What strength it takes to cut them. Although their color contours draw me in, I will not eat, because I too am fruit of sorts. So even if I feel the wind, it doesn't burn my cheek. I have a hardened skin, a waxed circumference that repels the rain, the snow, and all precipitation from within. My rind is thick, and yet a clock contained inside my stalk observes another kind of stringy vine evolving. There are no decorations on my door. It doesn't hang ajar because I do not count the petals on a daisy anymore.
Thank you, Suzanne.